Good evening, everybody. So this is the second session on the Ramban Parshas Emor. I want to take a look, hopefully, at two passages from the Ramban tonight, where the Ramban very beautifully explains what seems to be just a simple explanation of the pshat, of the simple reading of the pasuk, but he explains it in such a way so we see how certain halachos can be derived from the pshat of the pasuk itself. I'll explain what I mean as we go on. We started yesterday taking a look at a Ramban where he talks about the parashas Hamoados, the last, almost the last section of the parasha, Perichav Gimel, where it talks about the various Yom Tovim that are observed throughout the year. I want to continue tonight going through the parashas Hamoadim with the commentary of the Ramban, where again he puts forward some very, very basic and fundamental ideas. So we're going to start tonight with the Ramban, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk is describing the laws of Pesach, and it says, Vayom Arishon Mikra Kodesh Yielochem. On the first day of Pesach, you should have a Mikra Kodesh. And again, we saw yesterday how the Ramban interprets that phrase, Mikra Kodesh, a time of assemblage to do holy things. We quoted yesterday from the Ramban. The Ramban sees the idea of assembling, coming together, be it in shul, or even coming together to share a meal, as being part of the essence of what Yom Tov is all about. Again, we spoke about that yesterday. So on the first day of Pesach is a Mikra Kodesh, it's a Yom Tov. Kol meleches avoda lo sa'asu. You should not perform any meleches avoda. Now the term meleches avoda is a curious term. The word melacha means work. The word avoda means work. So literally translated, meleches avoda means any work of work, which clearly is a redundant and a nonsensical kind of phrase. So what is meleches avoda mean? Especially because in light of the fact that many, many times in Chumash, the Torah talks about how one is supposed to just refrain from doing melacha, right? The pasuk says, Sheshes yamim tasa melacha, of yom hashvi, Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha, right? Even we had it just a few psukim ago, pasuk Gimel, when describing Shabbos, the pasuk says, Sheshes yamim te'asa melacha, uvayom hashvi, Shabbos Shabbos mikra kodesh, kol melacha, lo sa'asu. Right? So when talking about Shabbos, it talks about not doing melacha, and here it uses this curious phrase, meleches avoda. So what's meleches avoda? So writes Rashi, afilu melachos hachashuvos lachem avoda v'tzorech. Meleches avoda means even those types of melacha which are really very, very necessary, namely Sheesh chisaron kis bebatala shelohem kegon davar ha'aved. Even melachos, where if I don't do this melacha, I will be losing out on money, I will suffer a loss. Even when I suffer a loss, I'm not allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov. And writes Rashi, where did I get that interpretation of meleches avoda from? In other words, melacha that the failure to carry out would bring with it a loss. So he writes, Kach hivanti mitaras kohanim. Diktane yachol af chulo shomoyed yehi osir bemeleches avodo v'chulei. Says Rashi, I came to this interpretation of the pasuk based on the Medrash Halacha and Taras Kohanim, the Medrash, which is the Medrash of Vayikra, which teaches us the Halachas of Vayikra. Where there, the Medrash discusses the Halachas of Chol HaMoed. Now, Chol HaMoed, we know, also has the prohibition of melacha associated with it. However, there's a heter on Chol HaMoed that one is allowed to perform Dover Ha'ovig. One is allowed to do melacha if the failure to do this melacha is going to lead to a loss. So, for instance, if a person needs to, he's allowed to go to work on Chol HaMoed, even performing melachos in the process of going to work. Because if he doesn't perform those melachos, he's going to suffer a financial loss. There's a concept of Dover Ha'aveh. So when the Medrash speaks about that which is permissible on on Chol HaMoed, it uses the term Meleches Avoda in the context of that which you can do on Chol HaMoed, because it's Dover HaAveh, because it's something that would carry with it a financial loss. So says Rashi, I derived from that Medrash that the term Meleches Avoda in the Chumash must refer to types of Melacha that involve a financial loss. You can perform those Melachas on Chol HaMoed. You may not perform those Melachas on Yom Tov. Kol Meleches Avoda Lo Sasu, even Melachos that carry with them a possibility or even an inevitability of a financial loss, you can't do those on Yom Tov. So the Ramban quotes this Rashi, and he writes, "Ve'enero nochon klal." Says the Ramban, I don't think Rashi is right at all. Ki matam shiyomer akosel lo sasa meleches daver ha'aved, v'yavol shara meleches mikav v'chomer. First of all, says the Ramban, the logic over here is a little bit odd. So in other words, according to Rashi, what the Pasuk means is, don't do any melacha if you're going to suffer a financial loss, even if you're going to suffer a financial loss by not doing the melacha. And what about a melacha where I'm not going to suffer a financial loss? Right? In other words, where the melacha, not doing the melacha doesn't really affect me at all. Well, it's a kal vachomer. If I'm not allowed to do melacha on Yom Tov, even if I suffer a financial loss, so certainly I'm not allowed to perform a melacha on Yom Tov that doesn't bring with it a financial loss. So says the Ramban. So strange. Why would the Torah speak about what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, that we have to learn out from a kal vachomer? In other words, you know, you're kind of addressing the theoretical question, is Yom Tov like Chol HaMoed? Before you address that question, just tell me what I'm not allowed to do. Don't do Malacha. Why do I have to get into the Malacha? It involves a financial loss. It doesn't involve a financial loss. Number two, V'im kein roi shiomer after Shabbos kein. Says the Ramban, furthermore, if we could just mute the phones, just by pushing *6. Furthermore, says the Ramban, Im kein roi shiomer after Shabbos kein. If Malacha Savoda means that you can't do Malacha, even if it involves a financial loss, so then that's a fact which is true on Shabbos the same way it's true on Yom Tov. I can't do Malacha even though it involves a loss on Yom Tov. I can't do Malacha even though it involves a loss on Shabbos. So the phrase Malacha Savoda should have been used just a few psukim earlier when the Torah discusses Shabbos, and the Torah doesn't use that phrase. The Ode, Shim Kenare Chulo Shomoy Ramuz Batorah, Shemuter Bedaver Ha'aved, the Haim Amru Lo Masra Kosuv Elul Chachamim, Shein Batorah Remez, Eitha Malacha Muteris, Eitha Malacha Asura. Furthermore, a third Kasha, says the Ramban, if Rashi is right, so then the Torah is juxtaposing Yom Tov with Chol HaMoed. The Torah is saying, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Malacha that involves a dover ha'aved, that involves a financial loss. But the implication is, on Chol HaMoed, you are allowed to engage in a malacha that involves a financial loss. So in other words, the Torah is already hinting at this idea that there's a prohibition against malacha on Chol HaMoed, and B, that one of the heterim, one of the leniencies, one of the allowances with regard to malacha on Chol HaMoed, is this concept of dover ha'aved, whether you're going to suffer a financial loss. So says the Ramban, that doesn't seem to fit with the Gemara. The Gemara says that the laws of Chol HaMoed are not spelled out in the Torah. And according to this, to Rashi's interpretation of this pasuk, while the laws of Chol HaMoed are not spelled out in the Torah, but they certainly are strongly implied, at least this din of Dover HaAved would be strongly implied in the Torah itself. So, again, he goes on to ask a few more kashas, but What's the basic, how do we understand this idea of Meleches Avoda, this phrase which is being used over here? So the Ramban offers up an alternative to Rashi, and he says as follows. And here we see that the Ramban blends Pshat and Pasuk with the Halacha in a way which is very striking and very unique. Aval Pirush Meleches Avoda, Kol Melacha She'ena L'Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. the definition of the term meleches avoda is melacha which is not for the purposes of ochel nefesh, of providing food. We all know that one of the basic, or the basic distinction between what you can do on Shabbos and what you can do on Yom Tov, is that on Yom Tov one is allowed to perform melachos for the purposes of providing us with food. You can cook on Yom Tov. You can knead dough on Yom Tov. There's certain allowances with regard to borer, with separating on Yom Tov. You can kindle a fire on Yom Tov. You have to light it from a pre-existing fire, but you can kindle a fire from a pre-existing fire on Yom Tov. The dinim of Yom Tov, there's certain allowances within the dinim of Yom Tov to allow one to cook and prepare food, and this idea is already told to us in the Torah back in Parshas Bo, when the Torah introduces the halachas of Pesach for the very first time. The Torah there says, you shouldn't do malacha on Pesach, on the Yom Tovim of Pesach. Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'yoseh lochem. However, that which enables a person to eat, that alone you're allowed to do. So we know that there's this distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Truth be told, the Torah never really makes it explicit that this concept of ochel nefesh applies to all of the Yom Tovim. The Torah says it with regard to Pesach. The Torah never really comes back to it in any other context. So again, if we just read the Psukim and Chumash without all of the knowledge that we have because we're actually observant, we might come to the conclusion that on Pesach, you're allowed, on the Yom Tovim of Pesach, you're allowed to prepare food. But on all of the other Yom Tovim, you don't have that dispensation. Maybe all of the other Yom Tovim are like Shabbos. Now again, we know that that's not true. The Gemara assumes it's not true. The Mishnayos assume that's not true. But how do we know that that's not true? So the Ramban says, it's hinted at in this word, this term of Meleches Avoda. Meleches Avoda means Melachos, which are not Ochel Nefesh, which are not for the purpose of eating. Because as he says, Kinyan Shinema Sheshis Yomim Tavod Yosisa Kol Malachtecho V'chol Avoda Basodeh V'nevadetem V'nizratem. Right? So in other words, Meleches Avoda means something which is not for your immediate consumption. However, Melacha Shehiba Ochol Nefesh, doing a Melacha which provides for your immediate consumption, He Meleches Hana'a Lo Meleches Avoda. The Ramban coins a term, which is his own term. Says the Ramban, if you're doing melacha on Yom Tov for the purposes of eating, it's meleches hana'a. It's a melacha that provides you immediate gratification, as opposed to meleches avoda, doing melacha, which is work. Work means it doesn't provide you with immediate gratification. It gives you perhaps long-term gratification, but not immediate gratification. V'zem isbar b'Torah. This idea is spelled out in the Torah. Ki b'chag ha-matzel sh'amar t'chila kol melacha l'yaseh bohem hutzrach l'faresh acha sh'yoch l'chonefo sh'levado y'yaseh lachem. That's why in Parshas Bo, when the Torah first introduces the idea of Yom Tov, it explicitly qualifies what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. It says, you can't do melacha, but you can do ochel nefesh, acha sh'yoch l'chonefesh. You are allowed to do malachos for the purposes of eating. And thereafter, uvishar kol yamim tovim yikatzer, v'yomar kol meleches avoda lo sasu. But thereafter, whenever the Torah speaks about other yom tovim, it just uses this phrase, meleches avoda, as a shorthand to tell us that the yom tov is observed with this dispensation of ochel nefesh. Le'esor kol melacha she'inena ochel nefesh is to tell us that any melacha which is not ochel nefesh is aser. U'lodia she'ochel nefesh mutar bohem. However, it also tells us in the very same phrase that ochel nefesh is going to be permissible on those days. Indeed, if you look through the Torah's presentation of Shabbos versus Yom Tov, the Torah consistently says with regard to Shabbos, don't do melacha. In other words, there is no dispensation for ochal nefesh. You can't do melechas avoda and you can't do melechas hana'a. You can't do any kind of melacha on Shabbos, whether for the purpose of ochal nefesh or not. That's why, back just a few psukim before in Pasuk Gimel, it said kol melacha lo sasu with regard to Shabbos. It consistently uses the term melechas avoda when describing the yamim tovim. So in other words, here when it talks about Pesach, kol melechas avoda lo sasu, in the next pasuk in Ches, when describing the last day of Pesach, kol melechas avoda lo sasu, we keep going a little bit further in the Chumash. Chaf Aleph describes the Yontiv of Shavuos. Ukrosem be'etzem ayom hazeh mikra kodesh yelochem kol melechas avoda lo sasu. Again, Shavuos is a heter of ochal nefesh. A little bit later, Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Dalid in the same, Chaf Hei rather, in the same parsha, describing Rosh Hashanah, kol melechas avoda lo sasu. And then, look at this, Pasuk Chaf Ches, we talk about Yom Kippur, v'chol melacha lo sa'asu. With Yom Kippur, the term melechas avoda is not used. It's the term melacha which is used. Which, of course, makes perfect sense halachically, because we know that on Yom Kippur, there is no dispensation of ochal nefesh. You can't cook on Yom Kippur. You can't knead water and flour together to make dough on Yom Kippur. The dinim of Yom Kippur, exactly like Shabbos. So says the Ramban. That's in the Pasuk. It's in the Pasuk itself. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, again talking about Yom Kippur. Kol melacha lo sasu. Chukas olam l'doro seichem, b'chol moshvo seichem. But then finally, when we get back to Sukkos, Pasuk Lamed Hei, Bayom Arishal Mikra Kodesh, Kol meleches avoda lo sasu. Once again, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we revert to the terminology of meleches avoda, because on Sukkos, of course, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, you can cook. And the following Pasuk Lamed Vav, when it describes Shmini Atzeres, Mikraftem Ishal Hashem Atzeres Hi, Kol meleches avoda lo sasu. Once again, you're not allowed to do meleches avoda. So consistently throughout Parshas Emor, the Torah subtly distinguishes between melacha and meleches avoda to tip off this distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur on the one hand, and the Yom Tovim besides Yom Kippur on the other hand. So beautifully, what the Ramban has done over here is real, and really in a way that's unprecedented. The Ramban's interpretation over here, once you become aware of it, it jumps out at you. You can't read the psukim without noticing this distinction between melacha and meleches avoda, and you know, it's so striking that you almost, you know, you wonder why Chazal themselves didn't call attention to this. But here in the simple pshat of the psukim, says the Ramban, you see spelled out this difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov in terms of the respective observances. I want to take a few moments just to look at another Ramban of the Parsha, very, very important Ramban, Halacha Lemaisa, where the Ramban also uses the pshat in a beautiful way to really bring out something that's true lahalacha. So, later on in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, when describing Rosh Hashanah, it says that the day of Rosh Hashanah should yiyeh lochem shabboson, should be a day of shabboson to you. So comments, what does shabboson mean? So comments the Ramban, shiyeh yom shviso lo nuach bo, it should be a day of resting. V'omru rabu seinu, shabboson aseihu. Chazal say, and he quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that the mitzvah of Shabboson means that it's a mitzvah asay, a positive mitzvah associated with Shabbos, and we'll see the Yom Tovim. V'nei osa melacha b'Yom Tov over b'lava asay. Right? If a person does melacha on Yom Tov, you violate not only a losa asay, a negative commandment, but an asay, a positive commandment as well. V'aldaita mamoados kulam hukshu zelaze. And all of the Yom Tovim and Shabbos are linked to one another, that they all contain this element of Shabboson, this concept of Shabboson. So, what exactly is this concept of Shabboson? So, after quoting a medrash, The Ramban writes as follows: V'nira li shamedrish hazeh lomer shenitztavinu min haTorah liyos lano menucha b'yomtov. Chazal is saying in the Medrash, which again I didn't quote the Medrash, but again we'll just leave it at that for our purposes. Chazal mean to say that the Torah itself commands that we have, that we rest on Yom Tov. Afil midvarim she'ena malacha. We have to rest and abstain even from things which are not technically a malacha. Lo shi'itrach kol ha'yom limdor ha'tvuas v'lish kol ha'peros v'matonos. In theory, a person on Yom Tov could be measuring his grain, could be weighing his fruits, could fill up his barrels with wine, he could be moving his vessels around from place to place. He could be carrying stones from place to place. And essentially, in theory, according to Torah law, one could create a Yom Tov in which the stores are open, business is carried on as usual, people are buying and selling. Again, business is the rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. Workers could be getting jobs, day laborers could be getting jobs on Yom Tov. In theory, you could do all of these things and not violate any of the Lamed Tes Melachos. And that would undermine, says the Ramban, the whole idea of what Yom Tov and Shabbos is all about. L'chach omra Torah Shabbosa. So in order to preclude us from treating Yom Tov and Shabbos in such a fashion, the Torah says, with regard to both Yom Tov and Shabbos, that it has to be a day of Shabboson. Yom Shvisa u'menucha lo Yom Torah. Shabbos and Yom Tov are supposed to be days on which we proactively rest. We proactively make them different from the weekdays. We don't engage in commerce. We don't engage in buying and selling and moving things around and just treating it like it was a regular weekday. It has to be a day not only of abstaining from the 39 malachas, it has to be a day on which we transform the character of the day into something which, in a colloquial sense, we would call Shabbistic or Yomtivdik, you know, as opposed to being something which is weekday-like in nature. That concept comes from the Torah itself, when the Torah utilizes the term Shabboson in describing what Shabbos and Yomtiv are all about. The Chassam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, writes that this Ramban has halachic import. Chassam Sofer says that although the Gemara says that the Isser of buying and selling is an Isser Derabbanan on Shabbos, the Gemara indicates that you can't buy and sell on Shabbos and Yom Tov lest you come to write. So it's an Isser Derabbanan, it's a Gzeira. But says the Chassam Sofer, what the Gemara means is only if a person engages in an isolated incident of buying and selling. That is Nisa Derabbanan, that's true. But if a person were to open up his store every Shabbos or every Yom Tov, and it would be business as usual, not just the solitary act of buying and selling, but you treat the Shabbos, you treat the Yom Tov like it's a Yom Chol, like it's a weekday. So then says the Chassam Sofer, the Ramban is teaching us that that's an Issa D'Oraisa, which the person is engaging in. It's a violation of the concept of Shabboson, that, you know, Shabbos and Yom Tov have to be fundamentally different than other weekdays. You know, there's a concept in Hilchos Shabbos which is referred to by Chazal as Uvda Dechol, a weekday type of activity. We see that certain things are prohibited because they're Uvda Dechol. Again, we would say, in colloquial sense, they're not Shabbos-dik, they're not Yom Tov-dik. And, you know, it's a very slippery kind of category. How do you determine that something is uvda d'chol? You know, how do you determine that something is a weekday type of activity? So, again, it's a slippery category to pin down exactly. But the Ramban would seem to be teaching us that the concept of uvda d'chol ultimately is a d'oraisa in nature. There's the notion that we shouldn't be engaging in activities on Shabbos and Yom Tov that turn Shabbos and Yom Tov into into weekdays, for all intents and purposes, that concept is not merely a rabbinic concept, but it's rooted in the Torah itself, in the usage of this term Shabbosam, which the Torah uses in describing how you're supposed to keep Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here you have two examples, the phrase Meleches Avoda and the phrase Shabbosam, which when we read the Torah without really thinking about it too much, we just say, okay, yeah, they're terms, they mean, you know, don't do malacha, don't do activity, Shabbos, yeah, you're supposed to keep Shabbos, it should be a day of rest. But the Ramban takes these phrases and he invests them with greater understanding, greater depth, and greater significance in a way that actually has halachic import, in terms of how they are supposed to be understood. So I think these two Rambans link together in a very, very real fashion, both examples of how the pshat in the pasuk can be utilized in order to teach us something that has implications on a halachic level as well. Okay, well, we'll take a few moments, we'll say Tehillim. Again, just to remind everyone, tomorrow we'll have yet another session of Ramban, very, very beautiful Ramban we're going to take a look at tomorrow night. As is Hashem, I don't want to spoil it by giving it away. I want everybody to come back. But then Wednesday, as I mentioned before, we'll have the Zoom session, the Azkar for Iris Stern, all of us Shalom. Hopefully everyone can participate in that. So we'll say a Kapitlach Tehillim now, we'll say Misha Beirach, and then Be'ezus Hashem, I plan on davening Ba'arif at 8:45. Kapitel Sadi Aleph, 91. Yoshev b'seiser el yon, b'tzel shaddai yislonon, omar ladonai, machsiyum tzudosi, Elohai eftach bo, ki hu yatsi lecho mipach yokush, mideber havos. Bevroso yosech loch, v'sachas k'nofov techse, tzino v'sochei ro amito, lo siro mipach adloi lo, mecheitz yof yomom, v'dever v'ofel yaloch, v'ketev yoshud soroyim, yipol mitzidecho elef urvavo miminecho, eilecho lo yigosh, Rak beinecho sabir v'shilmas v'shoim tire ki ato Adonai machsi elyon samto milnecho lo suna ilecho ra'o v'nega lo yikrav yolecho ki malocho v'yitzav eloch l'shmarcho v'chol d'rochecho Al kapayim yisunecha, pentigov boev en raglecha. Al shachal vofesen tidroch, tirmos kefir visanin. Kivi choshak viafalateyu, asagveyu kiodashimi. Iko eini veneyu imonochi vitzoro, achaletseyu viachabedeyu. Arech yomim asbiyeyu v'yareyu b'shuasi. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shira malos mimamakim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tiyanos necha kashuvos l'kol tachamonai. Imavonos kishmaryo. Adonai miyamon. O Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov Mishabirach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron Dovni Shlomo Yivach V'Rabbi Yisacholim.
Yeah, such a beautiful voice. Doesn't he, Marnie? Yeah. I love hearing him. English, Hebrew, anything, you know.
ישלח להם רפואה שלמה מהשמיים לכל עבריהם לכל גידיהם בסוף שור חולי ישראל רפואה עשה נפש ורפואה עשה גוף השתה בעגלו בזמן קוריב ונאמר אמן. Wish everybody a good night and Be'ezus Hashem again as I plan on davening Maariv 8:45. Wish everybody a good evening.